Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is campaigning for political office again, this time as vice president to Libertarian Party presidential candidate Gary Johnson. Weld left the Massachusetts governor's office in 1997 after serving two terms. Before that, he was the U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. Weld has had a different kind of relationship with the Republican Party. He's known as being socially liberal. He endorsed President Obama in 2008, and he received the Libertarian Party endorsement while running for governor of New York as a Republican. Former New Mexico governor Gary Johnson sat down with WBUR's Anthony Brooks earlier today to talk about his choice of Bill Weld as his running mate.
When I got elected governor, Bill Weld was in office at the time. And I remember showing up to, and I knew this ahead of time, that the smartest guy in the room was Bill Weld. I mean, that was his that was his credo. And here it is. I'm a governor, and I show up, and there's Bill Weld, and this is the guy I want to emulate. And that's always been my he's been a role model for me. I want to grow up and be like Bill Weld.
And is it the fact that he's once upon a time he described himself as a big tent Republican? I know you're running as a Libertarian, and this would be the Libertarian ticket, but do you like that idea of a sort of political representation that is more wide open than the sort of strict definitions of the traditional political parties?
Well, you know, you say and you do things politically, and of course we are talking about 20 years ago, and I don't have the exact date of what you've said, but I do have to say that when you look at the his nomination, for example, to be the ambassador to Mexico, that Jesse Helms blocks that nomination on the basis of Bill Weld being too liberal, that he supported gay rights, he supported a woman's right to choose, and medical marijuana. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's who I am. And big tent Republican, that's the problem with the Republican Party is when it comes to those running for office, it doesn't seem like there are any social liberals that are running for office. They're all social conservatives. When it comes to running for president on the Republican side, in 2012, I was the only Republican on stage that I would label socially liberal tolerant.
Yeah.
And there was not that representation.
Is there a risk, though, that you alienate conservatives because you are both socially liberal? For example, you both support abortion rights, for example. Is there a risk that you will alienate conservatives?
Well, having served two terms in New Mexico, and Bill Weld having served two terms in Massachusetts— look, I think that's just proof positive that, looking at it objectively, these are two guys that, held it all together. And isn't that what the country really is looking for? I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I could certainly be proven wrong, but I could not be more ecstatic about having Bill Weld do this with me. I'm elated.
One more question about Bill Weld. In 2008, he endorsed Barack Obama over John McCain. Did you agree with that?
I did not vote for McCain myself either because of military intervention. So I just come back to the fact that, here's a guy who thinks for himself, and I'm not claiming to be Bill Weld, but I think I have that same credential myself.
Governor Johnson, in 2012, you ran for president as a Libertarian. You got 1% of the national vote. Do you think Governor Weld will put you in a position to improve on that?
Well, I would not be doing this if there weren't the opportunity to actually win. But the only chance that I have of winning, or a third party, and I'm sure you're probably aware of this if you're not, the Libertarian nominee for president is going to be the only third party on the ballot in all 50 states. if you had all the money in the world starting tomorrow, you couldn't be on the ballot in all 50 states. If you had all the money in the world starting tomorrow, there's a good chance you couldn't get on the ballot in enough states to mathematically be elected. So the only chance a third party has of winning is to be in the presidential debates. Presidential Debate Committee says that you have to be at 15% to be in the debates. The issue for me in 2012, as it is today, is just being in the polls. Just put me in the polls because I'm the only third party on the ballot in all 50 states. And Anthony, if Mickey Mouse were the third name in any poll right now, Mickey would poll at 30%. But Mickey's not on the ballot in all 50 states. So what I think Bill does is I think he adds a whole lot of credibility to the fact that this is a ticket that belongs in the polls.
Yeah.
This is a ticket that deserves to just get heard.
That's Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, who's running for president as the Libertarian Party candidate. He spoke earlier today with WBUR's Anthony Brooks. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Imogene Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Adam Asher and Doug Wilson. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.